Robo, it's very interesting. You said that your SI is different from the ENTP example that I gave earlier.
Yes, you said that when it comes to ENTPs, they will feel sick when they don't like the work that they're going to. I'm the opposite. If I love the work I'm doing, I will fall sick because I will just like throw my body at it and they will like ignore everything for the sake of my work. I've done this a few times, not a lot, because it's not good for you, but I've done this when I just love doing something, or if there's like I see like a bright future for the work in a sense. I will just throw everything that I have at it. I will like forego sleep, forego going to the bathroom. I will just like ignore everything for its sake. And then after that, I'll get sick. That's I suppose that's also why I kind of fetishize robots a little bit, because when I get sick, when in these kinds of sessions, I just go like, "No, my body is failing me." And it's just very sad.
So I consider my SI to be pretty terrible. I like what Ryan says about it being the sum of problems. I think that's very true in my case. I don't know. It's always just difficult. Like, I've been having a lot of health issues lately, and it's also very declarative, which is going to be different than anyone else is here. You guys have an SI asking, so it's like kind of finicky in a way. I have to like lay on my back. Were you guys talking about that? I'd rather lay on my side, but then I also got like rib separations from laying flat in my sleep. And I tend to screw myself up more in sleep than doing anything physical, which is really annoying. It feels to me very irrational. It feels like where my irrational side comes from. To use more like kind of the colloquial use the word irrational, the Jungian definitions. Not really sure how it helps me though. It doesn't really seem like it does, other than just being comfortable, a minimal comfort. You know, I'm not one that needs to have a lot of luxuries. You know, I like some of the finer things in life, but not something I really seek. You know, like I don't really have caviar tastes. You know, I do certain things like that, but it also kind of seems to work with my TE plus, where it's like the cost benefit analysis, and like, well, I mean, it's really not worth it. You know, it's just I'll just go with the simple SI. So yeah, I really don't see much positive about SI for me. It's just not something I can really get a lot of enthusiasm about.
Yeah, maybe the term positive isn't so great, but it makes, I think we just pay more attention to how comfort is instead of removing comfort or trying to smooth out discomfort is probably a better term.
Yeah, I agree.
So we talked about almost everything except Fi minus and Fi, the alpha quadra. So let's talk about Fi positive and our perspectives on it and just kind of one out of the park. So how I see Fi positive is because it's my creative function in Model G. It's after, as I given the example before, after I kind of see the essential parts that I've kind of, you know, boiled down in my head, I just want to kind of use it. And how I kind of see it is like I really want to raise the kind of energy level of communication and make can kind of facilitate conversations, especially for example in this podcast. If no one's talking, if I know people are a little bit kind of not going to kind of contribute as much energy or as much information or trying to make that rise up the amount of communication going on in the particular space, I will go ahead and fill that space and just do what I can, even if I'm BSing with like random concepts. As if I give the energy and focus on raising up the energy, other people would be able to contribute to that space as well. And when I notice that I cannot contribute to that space or that energy or that commutative kind of dynamic, I can kind of go in a different way. Or if someone else is feeling like they need that energy from, they don't know what to say, they don't know what to facilitate, and they like there's too many different things going on in their mind. They're just processing a lot. I will go ahead and express and express and express, and they are able to same amount as I am. So it's a lot of like pushing up the energy, the kind of environment, and raising that result until it's a certain dynamic. And also another way that I see it is like, I also tend to, when I'm not feeling well, when I'm not having a good argument or I'm not feeling good, I can also be really dramatic, but not in more and put it toward more of a negative thing, but I want to accelerate the dynamic of whatever I feel that I need to like express. And it's not like I'm fully expressing everything in my mind. I'm only expressing the things that like, no, that's not the result that I want. That's not how it is. This is talking about, this is the kind of thing. You're not communicating better at all. You're just talking a bunch of like words. You're not really having some kind of outcome goal, that you're not telling me everything that you need to say. You're just telling me things because you're just feeling that you want to talk about all the other difference. So my FE is like, I didn't say what I needed to say to accomplish this emotional atmosphere. Or you're saying a bunch of random things that don't help with the emotional atmosphere, and you're just saying a bunch of negative stuff, and you're drowning up what other people need to say. You should have a certain objective that accomplish, or at least make other people feel that they want to go ahead and contribute more or get to a certain destination, raise that emotional atmosphere. And I get very, very triggered when people just don't do that or head and just talk a bunch, but they give no value. So that's kind of how I see FI positive. That's probably going to be a different kind of reaction from what Robo might see, because Robo is going to go ahead and like have a different reaction because that's his reaction. And maybe Robo wants to go into that a little bit.
FE. So I have FE positive. The thing with FE is that I don't really like using it, but it's like a tool to me. But I guess that is how the role functions. It's a tool. The thing with FE is that I've had to consciously learn it. The other reason why I say I'm a robot is because when I'm not using my FE, I get very stiff, like my movements are very stiff and my speaking is monotone and I have no facial expression. But when I talk to people, I have to consciously like move my face and to change the inflection of my voice so that they don't feel uncomfortable. Usually with my friends, I can let it drop, but when I get into like, let's say I'm meeting with relatives or something sensitive like that, then I'll have to engage it a little bit more. The thing is that a lot of times people can sometimes tell when I'm using the fake FE and when I'm actually expressing true emotion. I'm saying true emotion like FE isn't true emotion, but I mean that's how I see it because I don't value FE. So, you know, for FE users out there, like, I'm not saying that you aren't real. For me, is that what there was this one time where I was using role FE. So, you know, like, oh, like, what should I do in a conversation? I should smile and I should respond to what the other person is saying and all of that other stuff, which I have learned. And this friend told me that my smile looked very creepy, like a serial killer kind of way creepy, and I was disturbed to find out. And I learned that one of the components that makes up a genuine smile, quote-unquote genuine smile, is that it's not just the mouth and the lips that are moving, but it's also the eyes that are moving. That is to say, the cheeks will sort of rise up and make it so that the eyes will fold and become narrower somewhat. And that contributes to the sense of genuineness. The thing is that my will smile widely, but my eyes won't move at all. So it looks like it looks very creepy and wrong.
You know, it's something I can't really create for myself. When I do, it can turn out pretty wonky. You know, it can be a little overdramatic, or it can be insufficient. I mean, so Mongo says something about, you know, when in comfortable situations and not comfortable emotional situations, it can be drear, and, you know, then I can really kind of be better. Display the emotionality, I can speak with enthusiasm, I can, it's fun, you know? It's something I do enjoy quite a bit. And it seems to be really paired with NEFE. It's kind of like a break from the logical PAI NI kind of default role. You know, it's just, it feels kind of like it's switching gears. It's just, it's fun, it's energizing, it can be invigorating, but then it's also sometimes it can make me feel kind of really, I feel like an NEFE hangover the next day if I do too much. I put too much out there, I said too much, I was probably foolish, and then they probably understand all my little any things that I thought were so damn witty, but then just no one realized what I was talking about, you know. It's something I can kind of like beat myself up over if I do too much, but in the moment it feels really good. And then also, if that atmosphere isn't there, I'm just pretty much cold and detached and like cold-blooded. Communication stuff I would suggest. So it's, I think it also kind of gets into the secondary installation where I shift more into like ENFJ mode. And I think it's a lot of what I do typology for is the EFE validation and just the expressiveness and the community that is kind of, and also, you know, the plus part, it's just, it doesn't have any breaks, especially when it's conventional. It's like, it doesn't know its bounds. A lot of times you can get in trouble as well. You're better off doing that in the presence of your tool. That's kind of the AP plus. It's kind of the alpha thing of having, you know, being late and, you know, not happy.
Okay, so more things about me and FE. Another thing with FE is that I'm conscious of what persona I'm presenting to people. Like, for example, when I go into a party or something, oh, I have to seem bubbly and energetic and like smile a lot and all of that. But when I go into a professional setting, okay, so I have to have a sober face, sober expression, and like not gesticulate so much because my hands move around a lot when I speak. So I've been conscious about this, and I've been trying to like adapt it to make it better when it comes to situations, because the problem is that I'm very good at, like, if I know what persona I'm supposed to be presenting, I can be very good at imitating that persona. But a lot of times I have no idea what time I should be putting which persona to. I suppose that's the problem of FI and not FE, because FI would be more concerned. I mean, both FI and FE are concerned about things like formality and the closeness of relationships. And I'm not able to tell whether a relationship is far or close, or whether something should be more formal, something should be more informal. So I tend on the side of formalities. A lot of my friends see me as like, how do I say it? I can't find a good word. Like old fashioned, usually what they say. I think they don't want to offend me, so they just say old fashioned. I also have another example. I don't really like eating a lot. I mean, I care a lot about how my food tastes, which seems weird since I don't really like eating, but I don't really like eating because it feels like a chore, like, oh, I have to eat or I'll die. You know, that's kind of how I think about food. I don't really like little time thinking about what I'm supposed to eat. So I just kind of eat the thing with SI is that I've been thinking about doing, like, you know how there are like these meal repair around now. I've been thinking about doing something like that because I just don't like eating. And when I eat, people say that I eat way too long because I would like take a few bites of food and then do something else. Usually I would be watching videos or like doing something on the computer while I'm eating, which makes it take way too long. And oftentimes I won't even finish my food because by the time that I've like done all things on the computer, oh, my body is like, oh, it's not time to eat anymore. Like, I already feel full. That's how I stay so thin. I'm underweight. Again, not very good for me.
All right. So the last thing we're going to talk about before we wrap up this podcast is just our views on FE minus or FE process, an example. So I really dislike FE minus. Just from a personal preference, I can't really understand it. So when I interact with ENFJs or with ISFPs, our Socionics ISFPs, the FE minus where they want to control it to a system and control the emotional temperature or to rearrange what people are talking to kind of smooth out the conversation or to fully express their process. So a very common thing that I type is they have to fully explain and they have to go ahead. And sometimes they just explain to me their system and not actually take action to solve that, you know, illusion that they have. So they can go ahead and explain it to me why they can't do something. And they will go back and forth in there kind of like happen, my NI minus is seeing sure, and I really want to do this though. Like I have a lot of energy and I have a lot to me and they're venting and explaining to me. But I know at the end of that huge kind of process, like monologue that they do, they're not going to really change. They kind of want to talk to you and they want to explain it to you. And you kind of have to listen because if you cut them off during their process, they will kind of be a little bit irritated because they didn't fully explain what they had to explain to. And you can see this with especially more in the people that value it a lot and in session, that they kind of have to make sure that you listen to completely whatever they're talking about. In FJs, they have to kind of explain to you how their system is and how they integrated, explain it to you why the system is a system that should be the end all to be all. And then they also contradict, but they'll fully explain it to you. Or with the early example of the ISFP, they would go ahead and make sure that they all these things are positioned in the right place and that their home is very comfortable or their workflow is very comfortable. And if you don't do it exactly the way they do and they feel comfortable, they'll tell you why and they have to explain it to you why and they'll keep explaining to you why and they'll go ahead and make sure that your tie is correct and they'll over-explain. And I feel a little bit drained when I listen to this. When I listen to their process, because they don't feel fully understood, like fully fleshed out. But that's kind of how I see FI minus. I'm not sure if you guys have the same reaction as well. Maybe you can give me your thoughts as we conclude the end of this podcast, because we did go over 8 of the 16, and this is the last one that we're going to go over. So, Robo, Jeremy, your thoughts?
When it comes to the thing that you were talking about earlier about the over-explaining, I used to get into so much trouble because of this, because like when I ask people to explain to me, oh, can you explain to me how X works or how Y works? And then I would listen to them talk for like 10 minutes and then I would be like, okay, thank you, I understand now, bye. And then I would just leave and then I wouldn't let them finish what they had to say. And people got very mad at me for this. So now I just, because I suppose I have better FE now, but not really. I just kind of sit there and listen, and to show, quote unquote, show that I'm listening, I would make like eye contact. Like I would make like a lot of eye contact. I would pretty much look at their face like for the whole time that they were speaking. This has two purposes though. I don't do it just because. The first one is again to show that I'm listening. And the second one is that I hope to signal to them or to creep them out by like looking at them so intently and like so forcefully, in the sense that I was just like, okay, like I'm done now, like you can stop now, and like I'm trying to push them away with my sight. The other thing with FE minus that I find that the thing with FE is that I kind of look at FE superficially, because again, it's my role function, so I use it only as a tool. And FE plus is way easier for me to do, like, oh, just smile a lot and then everything will be better. Like, smiling is like the D1 thing that I do, smile, 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 smile. The thing with FE minus is that it feels too dramatic in a sense. Like, when I interact with ENFJs, it's like they would like do a lot of expressions, but when I listen to their words, it's like what you said, there's like no content, there's no force. It's kind of like there's no SE behind it. Do you understand what I'm saying? Yeah, so that's kind of been my experience with FE minus. It's way easier for me to use FE plus than it is to use FE minus.
I kind of have some weird ideas about FE minus as well. Like, for me, you know, if it's just the literature that I read and the examples that stick out in my mind, but it does seem dramatic. It does seem like, you know, it does seem like more complex. It feels victim-y to me. I don't really see how it does the typical minus thing of reversing the situation. It seems like other people need to talk them off the ledge more than they talk to other people off the ledge. But sometimes it's also process types that also will talk like an EFJ off the ledge, because there's so damn dramatic and actors. I've noticed this in like supervision, or like, yeah, I know one example where like, an ally has to really kind of, well, this would be reverse supervision, which I'm not sure if it works in process, but has to kind of put the brakes on an EIE. It doesn't really seem like they can do that themselves very easily. That really seems inconsistent with theory, and it's missing something which might be missing. It just seems like, it just seems much more negativist than a lot of the other functions to me. I'm not really sure why. Maybe it's just my suggestive. Maybe that's just what they're trading. Because, you know, Hamlet is one of the most negative characters out there. And he's just kind of fake. At least, you know, not really, you know, not fake in the sense that he's instance. So I would say that all that, you know, he's not like, you know, an ESFJ actor, which is probably a lot more fake in certain ways, but it's more kind of authentic, which gets to the whole process results dichotomy of natural versus constructed or artificial. FEMI seems just much more constructed emotion. FE plus seems natural. It's like ESFJs don't have a good time, do whatever. But ENFJs are smart. They seem more rational in that sense in some ways, because there is kind of whether extroverted feeling is rational or not, you know, if emotions are. Because from Jungian perspective, emotions don't really have to do with type so much. From a system perspective, which is another conversation entirely, but I don't know, for me, it just doesn't really seem to stick like some of the loss of clarity functions do. Like, I have no problem with any plus. I don't have a problem with, well, SI minus, or SI, yeah, SI minus is kind of weird too, but I was saying about, like, I don't know. I guess I'm not the most particular right now, but it just seems a little off to me.